We are up to the Ramah in Sif Aleph of Simen Tov Kuf Tes Vav, and that's what we're going to be doing today. Now, the Machaber had gone with Shitas Rashi, and that is that if a non-Jew brings you a gift on Shabbos that may have been harvested on Shabbos, may have been pulled off the tree on Shabbos, the halachi is that it is usher that day, but if you have 2 days Yontif, then the next night it'll be mutter ready, so long as you've waited ad bechtei sheyasu. The reason being that the Iker Isser is one of Muktzah, and there's a Mamanav Shach. If the first day's Yontif, the second day's Chol, the first day's Chol, and the second day's Yontif. You can't go Aser something for 2 days being Muktzah, the Muktzah being that it was pulled off the tree on Yontif, and then Aser it the next day. If it was pulled off on Yontif, then it's only Aser on Yontif. Then the next day is Chol. If it was pulled off on Chol, then it's not Aser altogether. However, the other Rishonim are Cholik. Hagos says the Ramah. Yesh machmirim lesser ad matzoi Shabbos sheni. The other day it says that it's also until the second matzoi Shabbos. How come? The reason is that this is an isser. We're afraid that if we are matur you to use it, next time you're going to ask him to bring it. There's a gzeira shema yomer lo. So that's the case. By allowing you to use it on Yontif sheni, you'll be tempted to asking him on Yontif rishon to do it on Yontif sheni. Now, there is a kula according to this Shita, and this we saw, that according to Rashi, it's because of Muktzah, it's also for everybody. Whereas according to the Shita, that it's because of the Isser Amira, there is Makam to be Mechalik between the person it was done for and everybody else. So says the Ramah, V'nogin la'achmir einu tzorach yontif l'tzorach orchim v'chai gavna, does nogin la'okal achirim shlohuva b'shvilan. Really, we hold that Acherim is Aser. However, in a case where you have guests, you have Orchim, you're allowed to be Mekel and be Materit for others, not the person that it was brought for. Now, here it says that this second sheet is Tur B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam V'Rashi. It's not so. The first sheet is Rashi sheet, and Mr. Burr points this out. What it should have said is Vaharash and Rashi doesn't belong there altogether. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, what happened when you have guests? So he says like this. He says, if you ordered the guests before the non-Jew came, so it's called that he brought it for them too, and there's no kula with guests. It's got to be that the guests showed up only after the non-Jew gave it to you. The Mishnah Berurah says that if they're really orchim, meaning they're strangers from a different city, where there's a real mitzvah daraisa of achnasas orchim, so there he says that you can be meikel and you can even eat there with them, so that to make them feel comfortable. It's all because that's the kavan of the mitzvah. Now, what happens if you made up with the non-Jew, you paid him actually, and you told him that he should do it in a zman of heter? He should do it on a weekday. He went ahead and he did it on Yontif. So on Yontif Sheni, you could be Mekel after the shear of Yod Chazaka of Kadesh Yasa, which means that you're allowed to use it later that night. With regard to the Machlokis, the first day and the second, so we follow the Ramah, in a Shas HaTchak Godel, the Taz says that you can rely on the first day.